Welcome to Invisible Talks, the secret place where your heart is met with every invisible conversation that only God can hear. So we're going to get into it, but we've broken down the season a little bit different. This is literally a snippet of a voice memo that I've had back and forth with a friend, a family member, a coworker, or even a stranger. And I'm sharing it with you. It's food for thought. Put the pieces together. This is an invisible chat. May 13th, I heard the Holy Spirit say, put together a will. And I put that in my journal. And I just thought that was interesting because I'm like, sorry, my nose is itching really, really bad. I'm like, a will? Lord, am I about to die? Right? Like, a will. And I just kind of sat in it. I didn't feel rushed to do it, but just to lean into what that meant for me. And so when I say see, I had to see God's perspective in the scripture for it. And so what's today? Today's Thursday. So yesterday, Wednesday, God told me to seek, look up God's will, look up scripture around God's will. And as I started to read the scriptures, I started to evaluate the revelations that I was getting from these scriptures. And I had to sit in the fact that I heard what he said, but my perspective wasn't his. My understanding was not what his was in the instructions. He wanted me to put together his will for my life. God's will for my life. And when I started to read these scriptures, oh man, the Holy Spirit was speaking, and I had to move my ego out of the way because I had to realize that what I heard, in fact, is what I heard, but how I perceived it in my flesh was not how he was saying it in the spirit. And the only way I was able to realize that is because I had to yield and wait for his word to confirm what he said. So that's me applying C, because that's a real thing. The first scripture, I'm going to just share this one because it was 23 scriptures. But the first one was Exodus 40 and 16. And God had told Moses what to build. And at verse 16, he says, and Moses did as he's commanded. But when you read those first 15 verses, you see that God was specific, step by step. We don't know if he told him the first verse, waited 5 days, told him the second verse, told him the first verse and waited a month, and then told him the second verse, because God is, he doesn't, time is but a vapor, right? So he's not looking at time. We focus on time. But when you read chapter 40, the beginning of it, it's like he was so specific, put this in the middle of the table. And it made me think of my last airplane ride, where I was looking down and the Holy Spirit began to minister to me how decency and order is part of God. Like, he's not going to put something together half-heartedly. He's not going to half design anything. All the streets are curved right. He made sure those measurements lined up. All the houses, the communities. When you get on your next flight, look down. There's not a mistake in that. And that's because he's so specific and detailed when he gives his instructions. It's my flesh that's expecting it in a certain way. It's my flesh that's looking for it in a certain time. And he didn't ordain any of that. It's my flesh hearing his Holy Spirit speak, but then taking my own perspective before checking his word. So I just was like, God, that's deep, because I still had to wait for him to even give me guidance in his word. I heard the assignment. In my mind, I wanted to jump, and I said I didn't have enough. And then I waited for him to guide me to his word. I have been doing that the last few months, letting him show me what he's telling me in his word. And it's a game changer, because the level of boldness and the courage that he's already endued us with when he sent his son to the cross really comes to fruition, because I know I heard what I heard because it's in his word. And that's where that ego, erasing the ego and the heart check. I can't just be right. It ain't about being right. You know, it's about God doing what he said he gonna do with me. But just wanted to share that.
That's all we've got for today's episode. These stories, they connect us. The ultimate question, what was the journey like to freedom? Wait, freedom is agreeing to disagree, different perspectives, healing from within, all because life and legacy are complex. We see people everywhere, but do we really see them? Their thoughts, griefs, pain, or struggles? To be strong is to heal. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he will help you catch your breath. Remember to breathe. You're stronger than you think. Until next time, I'm your host, Tyra Elam.